T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, it's Corey Heppala. Good Tuesday morning, everybody. Can't believe it. It's September 3rd. It is back to school day. We're all headed back to school. And remember, one thing to think about, too, as we head back and we get more routined, everyone has the potential to live a fulfilling life. The difference lies in how we look at things. Michelle Padney in the book Positive Thinking. Everyone has the potential to live a fulfilling life. The difference lies in how we look at things. Our outlook. Are we positive? Are we negative? How do we see the glass, half full or half empty? It all matters. You can follow along at Corey Heppala. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Corey Heppala. And then also radio.com. It is the fastest growing audio app out there. It is free. It's great. A lot of great content on there, including our show. So you can just search Corey Heppala, hit subscribe, and it'll populate right there on your phone. These next 13 days are going to determine the twin season. So these next 12 games, all in 13 days. All against teams over 500. Three against Boston, three against Washington, six against the Indians. And then after that, they finish up against the White Sox, Tigers, and Royals. But these next 12 games, all in 13 days, really going to determine the season. The good thing is that tonight, they're on the road. The Twins have just been better on the road, haven't they? They've won 10 of 11 on the road. They're 46-23. They're closing in on a team record for wins on the road. One thing, though, that is a little concerning to me as we look at this Twins team now headed into this month of September, but more importantly, they're going to make the playoffs. So more importantly, when you look ahead to October, there's one thing that really concerns about that. There's one thing in particular that really concerns me about this Twins team. The starting pitching. In August, the Twins had a team ERA of 4.77. That's a team ERA. That's up. That means they're allowing nearly a run more since June. And they're allowing a run and a half more since May. Now, that's everybody. That's starters, relievers. But when you break it down, because the bullpen has taken a lot of heat. The bullpen's taken a lot of heat this year. And rightfully so. But when you break it down, you know who's to blame for that ERA? That's the highest it's been all year, by the way. 4.77. The starters. The bullpen actually had its best month all year long. 3.68. That's down a run since July. So the bullpen is doing its part. It's down a run since July. The starters, it's the worst it's been all year. And it's not even close. The starters had a team ERA in August of 5.48. So the starters are giving up nearly 5.5 runs a game. That's a lot of runs, even for a team that scores a lot of runs. 5.5 runs. That is up a run and a half since July. And it's up 2.5 runs since May. That is a trend. And it's continually gotten worse for the Twins. You know, you look at April, and then May, they were at their best. And then June, it was a little bit worse. July, it was a little bit worse than June. And now August, it was a lot of bit worse than July. That's not good. If this Twins team is going to make a run in the playoffs, okay, look, they're going to win the division. They're going to make the playoffs. But if they are going to make a run in the playoffs, Jose Berríos has got to be the Jose Berríos that he was around the All-Star break. You just can't get around. He has to be. He has to fix whatever's going on with him, and he has to be that upper echelon, close to an ace type of pitcher. They have to. He has to be the guy that's going to go game one or game two. Has to be. The way he's pitched this past August, I mean, We're talking about, okay, that was a quality start, and he's worked around some issues against the White Sox, against the Tigers. That's not good. We're talking about 3 runs in 6 innings against the White Sox? We're talking about 5 runs against the Tigers? You cannot have that Jose Berríos be the guy that in the playoffs. You need the old Jose Berríos. And a lot of things, I try to figure out what's going on with him. Because here, first you need to know with Jose Berríos, he's a great guy. A really good guy. He's a type of person, you see him in your office, right? Type of talented person who likes constructive feedback, who likes constructive criticism, who wants to get better, who their only goal is to continually get better and be that talented frontline star, whether it's in your company or on a baseball team, that they're looking for. That's what he wants to be, and he works so hard to be that guy. But sometimes I think he works too hard, overanalyzes. So when something goes wrong, it's like, well, okay, did I bend my back foot this little bit? Did I turn too much? And that's good, right? It's good. But some guys handle it differently. Sometimes it's just, dude, you're a great baseball. Just go and do it. Just relax. Go and do it. And when I watch Jose Berríos pitch, I think he's trying to do everything too perfectly a lot of times. And you saw that. You saw this when he first came up, right? When he was first called up from the minors. Here's this kid who's a superstar in the minors, has all the right stuff, and then he just struggled, especially that first year. He just struggled, but you looked at it, he was just trying to be too perfect. And then all of a sudden he learned to just kind of let go. And I think we've seen it now. Okay, now it's getting, we need you to be that ace in the playoffs. Well, something happened. I gave up. I had a bad start. Well, what happened? Well, sometimes you just had a bad start. But he's overanalyzing everything, overanalytical. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. But it can be when it controls you. And I think it's because he's such a good person who wants to do the right thing all the time, that he's trying too hard. He can become that guy. This not a. It doesn't sound like it's a physical thing. It sounds like it's more of a mechanical and a mental thing. And that's okay. You can fix that. But the Twins need Jose Berríos to be that frontline star. Because then you can go Berríos, Odorizzi, you can go Big Mike. And you've got 3 guys that are pitching pretty well. But Berríos needs to get back. Tonight they're in Boston tonight, finishing off this 10-game road trip. They've won 6 of 7 on this trip. First pitch right here on WCCO Radio with Henry Lake. That's at 5 o'clock. And then 5:30, we'll get you going with pregame. Randy Dobnak making his Major League debut. He's pitched a couple times up here now with the Twins, but never started. So he'll probably be on a pitch limit. He'll probably be almost like an opener. You know, where it's like an inning or two or three, and then the Twins will go on from there. Well, speaking of the Twins, we actually have Twins. And, well, this is how we got them.
Hey, let's get medical, medical. Let's get medical.
Scientists claim that a lack of a sex life can pose a serious health risk. Men who are 50 and older who have less sex increase their risk of serious illness by 2/3. Women increase their chances, this is women over 50, increase their chances of illness by 64%, although those risks are not serious like they are for men. A night of passion, sex, can burn 85 calories, and then it also releases these feel-good endorphins. God, Dr. Love is going to love this topic.
Endorphins? I think just endorphins.
No, dorphins.
Okay.
Is that how we say it?
Sure, go with that. Dr. Love's going to be all over this on Thursday.
How'd you pronounce it, Dave?
Well, I think endorphins is how I pronounce it.
And I said endodorphins?
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably added a syllable there.
That's okay.
Endorphins. All right. Well, men who became less interested in sex are 63% more likely to be diagnosed with cancer and 41% more likely to develop a long-standing illness. That's according to this study. It's not a small sample size either. 5,700 men were studied. Researchers who looked at people's health over 4 years after they were questioned on their sex lives say a decline in sex can also be a warning sign. If individuals are too tired to have sex, that fatigue can be a red flag for illness. A little medical this morning.
I like that. News. That's news you can use.
Everyone should be thankful for that. I mean, to be honest. All right, up next. You know, there's one more thing to be concerned about. We talk about lack of sex to be concerned about. There's one more thing to be concerned about, and it's in our schools. It's what's happening in our schools. It's back to school day. We'll get into that next. Hey, it's Corey Eppola. One of the most popular books from the 2000s. Being removed from a Tennessee Catholic school library. Harry Potter. Not into Harry Potter. I'm not like against it. I know a lot of people love it. I just never got into it. It wasn't my thing. That's during that fantasy era, right? Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings.
Yes. I've seen a couple of the movies. They're a lot better than Lord of the Rings.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually, you know, entertaining.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. That's the difference there.
Yeah, the Lord of the Rings ones, they're just boring.
Yeah, they stink.
Mm-hmm. Well, Harry Potter being removed from a Tennessee Catholic school library. There's a Catholic school in Tennessee that has removed the Harry Potter books from its library after the school's priest decided they could cause a reader to conjure evil spirits. So this, the Tennessean, that's a paper, the reverend there at this Catholic school said he consulted exorcists in the U.S. and in Rome who recommended removing the books. He wrote, "The curses and spells used in the books are actual curses and spells, which when read by a human being, risk conjuring evil spirits into the presence of the person reading the text." So they are, they're out. Has that been an ongoing issue for kids reading it and they read them out loud and then all these evil spirits? Like, has that been a thing? I had not heard about this problem. It sounds like it's a worldwide problem.
It must be. Maybe it just takes a long time. It's a slow cook.
I'm not in favor of this in general. Like saying, okay, these books are good and these ones aren't, and I'm deciding which you can hear and which you cannot. I'm not for that. I'm not for like burning books.
Hot take.
What's it? I'm blanking. Is there a term for it?
For book burning?
No, for what I'm trying, like the theme of what I'm getting at.
Censorship?
Here. Yeah, that's probably it. That's probably it.
You're not for censorship. That's perfectly fine.
It's a big word for a Tuesday.
Hey, I'm worried now about one of my favorite books to read with our 2-year-old. Do you ever read
Harry Potter?
No, Room on the Broom. Ever read that one?
No.
There's even a short that I think might still be on Netflix. A short film that did it win an Oscar? Maybe not. It did well. Anyway, it's about a witch. She's pretty cool. She picks up a dog and a frog, and they all hop on the broom together. Eventually, the broom breaks.
Mm.
But then she has everybody grab a little something, throw it in the pot. She mutters a spell. My daughter said that spell a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, she's developed a little bit of attitude in the last few
days. See? He's on to something here.
Yeah. Iggity, ziggity, zaggity, zoom, baby.
Just calm down here.
Sorry.
Like, this is a major radio station. You know, we don't. Don't want to be throwing that out there for people. So obviously Harry Potter's been causing problems for years now.
Harry Potter.
And it's just different. You know, it's different when we were kids. You know, when we were kids, we'd go, you know, it's back to school now. It's back to school day. When we were kids, you go to school and you'd worry about, you weren't worrying about Harry Potter and evil spells. You're worried about, we're kids drinking. We're kids smoking. Like, those are big things. We're kids doing drugs. And now, worried about vaping. People kids don't smoke anymore, really. It's more vaping. The CDC now jumping on board here, warning against vaping after mysterious spike in lung illnesses. So the CDC, that's the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, issued an advisory that includes the recommendation that while this investigation is ongoing, if you are concerned about these specific health risks, consider refraining from the use of e-cigarette products. So public health officials, obviously here in Minnesota, kind of many states around the country now, are warning against using e-cigarettes and other vaping products after a surge in mysterious respiratory illnesses that have been linked back to vaping. And in many cases, patients reported a gradual start of symptoms, including breathing difficulty, shortness of breath, and or chest pain before hospitalization. Some cases reported mild to moderate gastrointestinal illness, including vomiting and diarrhea, or other systems symptoms such as fevers or fatigue. And God, it's like one in four kids in the state of Minnesota, like regularly do they regularly vape? I think that's the number. And then it's like, what was it, like two in four have tried it? I guess that would be one in two if nice. You do the this math day.
You know. You break down the fractions.
Yeah. So it'd be one in four.
47 out of every 94 kids.
Yeah. So then you break it down and it's half.
Mm-hmm.
One in two. But I just, it's incredible how fast, I'd never even hardly heard about vaping 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And now I just, you hear about it every day. You talk to teachers, it is a major problem. It's a major problem in the schools. And, you know, we've talked about it on this show before. But, I mean, if you vape, that's fine. I mean, I don't care. I'm not going to judge. And there's different reasons for vaping. Maybe you were on cigarettes and they've said, like, you know, it's actually, it's not as, you know, there's not the tobacco in there. And so it's not as bad. But you're still inhaling smoke. And there's still nicotine in that. But still, regardless, if that was your motivation for doing that, okay, I don't care. But for kids, right? Kids, we got to be a little bit smart. Kids, we got to protect a little bit better. Kids, it's our responsibility to make sure that they're not getting hooked on these things. Because once you're hooked, it's just so much more difficult to, you know, that's why I've never done any drug. I never had really any interest in doing it. But also, too, I didn't want to get hooked on it. I didn't want to like it. And I didn't want to pay for it. And because I'm cheap and obviously the health, everything. It was just all kind of in one. I didn't want to do it. And now I look back, I'm like, man, I'm thinking I've never tried it. All right, up next. Well, you know, it's summer's over. And so last year at this time, just as a refocus, because summer's so much fun. It's like the best time of the year. You know, and we're off our routine. Sometimes we're going to bed later. Maybe we're drinking a little bit more than we usually would. Maybe we're eating differently. And it's kind of like, oof, the summer of gluttony, right? And September is always kind of like a refocus. We get back to school. And I was kind of thinking, last year in September, we did the Whole 30. Worst experience of my life. 30 days, no grains, no sugars. And it just got really boring. I was going to bed at like 7:30 because there's nothing else to do. You can't eat. Can't drink anything. All you could have is water or black coffee or I guess those flavored waters. So let's try. I want to try something new. And it's kind of the it thing. And I'm not trying to lose weight, but I want to refocus the life. And I think a lot of us are feeling that way now as we get back to school. And I keep hearing people talk about intermittent fasting. Have you tried this? Let me know. 651-989-9226. But I want to get the right routine down. So one of my three best friends in the whole wide world right now, Jeff Timmons, he's one of the singers from 98 Degrees, one of the founding members of 98 Degrees. This guy, I know he does it. He's an intermittent faster. I want to ask him what he does and how it works for him. We'll call Jeff next.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
To Mr. Corey, please stop saying that summer's over. Summer's not over officially until September 22nd. Please look at your calendar. Autumn starts 9/23/19. Stop being such a downer. That may be the first time I've ever had anyone say, you're a downer. Stop being a downer. Well,
you're also right.
It's summer's over. I mean,
meteorological summer, I think we call it, is over, right? And the feel of summer is over. That's
the feel of summer is over. Yeah. I mean, we're starting school today.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting school. September to me is always the official, let's refocus, right? Because summer's been so much fun. Summer's my favorite time. And we've been staying up a little bit longer, eating a little bit more, drinking a little bit more, got off our routine. And but one guy who's always so good at keeping his routine and just staying really, really healthy is Jeff Timmons. He was a singer and songwriter, founding member of 98 Degrees. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great, man. How about yourself?
Listen, I would not say that I'm that strict about staying on my routine. I get off once in a while. I'll do some different stuff. But you know what? For the most part, like, I do have a regimen and I try to stay on it.
I know. And so when you were here visiting Minneapolis, we were talking off the air and you said, yeah, I do intermittent fasting because, you look great, right? You're in great shape. You eat healthy. You work out. And so I was just kind of like, I'm always interested in finding out what other people do. And you had mentioned intermittent fasting and I had not heard a lot about it, but now it's just been on my mind and I kind of want to start it. So what do you do on a daily routine?
Well, it's 8 to 8. So it's 12 to 8. So I don't eat till 12 o'clock in the afternoon and then I stop at 8. But in the meantime, you know, you can indulge, have eat as much as you want, you know, do that kind of stuff. But, you know, I think that intermittent fasting definitely works. Your body has metabolism. Our bodies are billions of years old, right? And, you know, we can't, eat the way like we're supposed to be eating according to what TV tells us to do. Mm. So, you know, I eat in that small little window. It's an 8-hour window. And, you know, you just don't, you know, you have fun, you eat what you want in that little window, and then, you know, get away from it afterwards and get used to it. It's not really that hard to do.
Wow. Okay. So in that 8 hour, so you don't eat after 8 o'clock. And then you don't eat again until noon the next day. But then in that 12, that noon to 8 o'clock at night window, you eat anything?
Well, I mean, look, I'm also on a low carb diet. I'm super strict. I'm in the entertainment business like you are. We have to look young and look good. We can't, you know, afford to go out and have some fries and poutine and all these other crazy fun things that people get to eat. You know, we got to like make sure that we fuel our body enough, get indulged enough to you know, satisfy our and be satiated. But you can't go out and have a bunch of garbage and get away with, like, looking good.
Do you have any – I'm sure you don't, like – yeah, so you don't go overboard on that. Do you have any, like, cheat days or anything like that?
No, I don't. I mean, they can tell you, like, listen, everybody's different. Your body types are different. Your heritage is different. Type A, type O, A, B, whatever, you know, whatever your body type is from your heritage is going to tell you what you're allowed to eat. Hmm. There's a guy named Gus D'Amato that made this amazing book called Eat Right for Your Type, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you go and kind of research what you were able to eat according to your heritage. Mine's meat. It's meat, cheese, fats, you know, low carb, low protein, and people are like, that's going to make your cholesterol go up and you're not going to be able to get healthy. You know, look, I do my daily checks, my routinely checks with my doctor, and I'm certainly healthy, but everybody's different.
Yeah.
And for me, it's 12 o'clock to 8 at night. I, you know, lean meats, cheese, eggs, fish, you know, healthy fats. And that's it. And then afterwards, that fills me up and makes me feel good, and I'm able to stay in shape. Huh. I'm not saying I'm an Adonis, but I'm still skinny at 46 years old. So that's, that's enough for me.
Yeah, he's Jeff Timmons. Follow him on Instagram and Twitter, at Jeff Timmons. Okay, so 12 to 8. How long you been doing it? And then what changes have you seen just maybe in your body, but also energy?
Well, look, it gives you plenty of energy, almost too much energy. I've been on a form of the Atkins diet since 1995. And, you would think everybody, you know, you're taught by the pyramid of, the food industry and all that you're supposed to have a lot of carbs and a lot of sugars and, you know, to give you energy. No, I think your body burns protein, it burns fats, and, you know, I've been doing this stuff for over 20 years. I feel great. Mm-hmm. My skin, all that stuff. I go to the doctor. They tell me, you look good. You feel good. I mean, I've been doing this stuff for a long time. I also am weird that I do, like, bodybuilding stuff. And
Yeah, you exercise and work out.
Football,
yeah.
football workouts that I probably shouldn't be doing at my age. My joints are definitely starting to feel that.
Yeah.
But as far as food, you don't need that much. You can enjoy having healthy fats. You can enjoy having healthy proteins and have enough energy to get your stuff done throughout the day.
Jeff, do you drink?
Occasionally, yeah. Yeah, like I'll occasionally do it, but, you know, look, I'm more into, like, holistic stuff. Meditation, yoga. I mean, I don't want to get too corny on your show to make people think I'm like doing too much woo-woo stuff, but while I'm eating a big steak with you know, garlic butter all over it, so it's not going to make sense. But you know, I try to like have fun once in a while.
So okay, last question on this. So after 8 o'clock at night, and then until noon the next day. You hydrate, right? You drink a lot of water. Can you have anything else? Since you can't have food, can you have, like, I don't know, black coffee, or can you have anything else?
Yeah, you can have black coffee, but you're not supposed to have any kind of milk or sugar or anything in it. So black coffee's good. That'll keep you running. That'll keep your motor going. I wouldn't add anything else outside of that. You're not supposed to really have healthy fats until noon. And you can add that into your mix.
All right, man. Sounds tough.
You sound so disappointed.
I know. I was hoping you're like, man, it's going to be really easy for you. And no. You're going to look like me after a month.
Well, listen, man, it is easy. And you look great, Corey. I mean, we spent some time together a couple months ago. You look fantastic. I mean, you don't have to be this strict with it. Unfortunately, in our business, you know, we got to make sure we look good.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm on this diet and this routine, and I have no complaints. It's definitely done me right. When other people are tired and they're jacking themselves up with a bunch of sugar or, you know, stuffing Twinkies in their faces just to get some energy, I'm like, oh, maybe my weird diet works. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. Jeff, thanks so much for the time, and it's good to catch up, my friend.
Likewise, Corey. I appreciate you making continued success.
Thank you. Same to you, my friend.
Hi, brother. Talk to you soon.
Okay. He's Jeff Timmons. Make sure you follow him on Instagram and Twitter at Jeff Timmons. They've had a great summer. 98 Degrees was reunited. They've been touring. You should see their pictures. It's been cool. Like, it's just large crowds everywhere they go. So, really cool. We got some comments coming in here. Corey, what's the fascination with gimmicks? Stop trying to find some lazy way of losing weight. Just eat less and exercise more. Corey, summer's over. Tell the texter to embrace fall. I can't say that either. Meteorological.
It's a lot going on in that word.
Meteorology local. Fall is
nailed it.
September, October, November. Corey, summer's not over. Don't bring out the pumpkins yet. Don't be a mood wrecker. Note, pumpkin spice causes constipation. Is there a study attached to that?
There is now.
I had a PSL.
Came in via the text.
I had a PSL on Saturday.
Really?
In between my texting time, obviously. But
and?
Yeah. It was great. Probably the earliest one I'd ever had, but, you know, it's been on the menu for a week already. So a little pumpkin spice latte.
You were excited about this diet. You've been talking about Jeff Timmons for at least a week now.
I have.
You're going to get him on. You're excited.
Yep.
8 to 8. Wait a minute. No. It ain't 8 to 8.
It's noon to 8.
It's noon to 8. You are going to jump on board with this thing. You are going to make it happen for the entire month of September. You are saying, once we talk to Jeff, I am all in. I'm going to do this thing. It's going to be fantastic. Don't eat until 8. Can't eat after it. No big deal. What are you thinking now?
It's noon. I'm going to give it a try. And maybe just a couple days, but I'm going to give it a try. I'm not going to commit to a month, but I'm going to give it a try, just see what happens. Maybe I get more natural energy. And if anyone out there wants to join, let's do it. Let's do it together. Noon to 8, and then after 8 o'clock, nothing. Water, black coffee. I suppose I can have decaf black coffee.
Yeah, you could do that.
Tea is fine, right?
Sure,
you just can't have the sugars.
Yeah, I would think so. A nice green tea. Now, you wanted me to get on this too, right?
Yeah, do you want to do it?
No. Noon to 8.
You can eat anything you want, except for
well, you can't,
good stuff.
Though.
Except for the good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you can eat the meat and vegetables. See, I've heard for years, you know, the key is not, and you know, there's 17,000 different keys to eating healthy and feeling good and looking good. But the key is not to rely on your, you know, three square meals. You know, you eat big meal at breakfast, you know, one for lunch, one for dinner. Mm-hmm. But to, you know, graze throughout the day. Mm-hmm. Have a little something here, mm-hmm. little something there. So what is it? What is it?
I think it's the one intermittent fasting that we had last week where it's don't eat for 36 hours. And then, because it's like the caveman, right? The caveman fasting.
Yes, and then eat an entire buffalo.
And then you kill a mastodon and you're full. Corey, can you drink coffee in the morning through this intermittent fasting? If yes, then it sounds perfect. Yes, you can. Black coffee. I'm not into, like, every now and then I have a latte, but not, I don't really like put anything in, like creamer or milk, so I don't really care.
It is pumpkin spice season, though, and you already indulged once. That means you have a taste for it.
Well, I'm going to refocus. Maybe I'll do, I got to figure this out after the show. All right, either 8 to 8 or noon to 8. And I'm just going to try it, see how I feel. But 8's a cutoff now at night. No way after 8. Nothing after 8. Corey, stop drinking for 30 days and you'll find more energy. Yeah, I did that last year and that was 30 days too much. All right, up next, we've got, chaos at the state fair, right? And then it is back to school. And we'll get you ready for the Twins, too. Hey, it's Corey Heppala. And hey, it's today's top three.
Check this out.
Well, that's good news.
Today's top three. Number one.
Get your kids dressed up in their best clothes. Grab your phone. Take their picture on your doorstep because it's back to school day. Wallet Hub analyzing America's public schools across all 50 states and Washington, D.C., comparing everyone across 29 key metrics like performance, funding, safety, class size, and teachers. Minnesota ranks 6th. That's pretty good. It's really good. A lot of times we get stuck on talking about all the things that we can improve on, and we should be talking about those things. We should want to make things better. But today, let's focus on the positives. Minnesota is a pretty great place to live, a pretty great place to work and go to school.
Two.
These next 13 days are going to determine the Twin season. Are they going to cruise to an AL Central title? Are they going to struggle, end up fighting for a wild card spot? Or are they going to collapse? These next 12 games in 13 days will tell us. So far in September, so good. The Twins have won 8 of 9, stretching their lead in the AL Central to 5.5 games. They've taken care of business, albeit against bad teams. These next 13 days deciding it all. 12 games, 13 days, all against teams over 500. 3 against Boston starting tonight. 3 against Washington. 6 against Cleveland. Now's the time, and you can listen right here on WCCO Radio. 5 o'clock tonight, first pitch with Henry Lake.
3.
It's the party that went on just a little bit too long. Another glorious 12-day celebration at the Minnesota State Fair ends in chaos. 3 people shot, 1 run over outside the front gate as the Minnesota State Fair ends last night. And then there's more gun violence down south. Over the weekend, a gunman shot and killed 7 people, wounding 25 more, and this was by Odessa in Midland, Texas, the site where Friday Night Lights was written. Authorities say this guy had previously failed a gun background check, so they're not saying how he got the gun. They're also not saying his name. Well, sort of. The Odessa police chief made a point during his press conference to not say the shooter's name. They will not say his name, except they'll post it on Facebook. Stop naming these shooters. Even on Facebook, they not realize posting it is actually worse. Not saying it on TV once during a press conference is fine, but it was Saturday. People may have missed it. You know what they got done with their families? You know what they did? They logged on. They looked on Facebook. They saw the name everywhere. All right. Twins, Red Sox here tonight. Right here on WCCO Radio. Dan Cook's already walked in. Chad Hartman's walking in next. Make it a great day, everybody. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.